In this podcast, I'm going to describe, discuss, and explain how to park a people moving card. We call it in Australia a tarago. That is a, I suppose, 8-seater car, a van, you'd call it. It's got a very poor turning circle, around 13 meters, I believe, from the manual. How you can park it into a car park at a shopping centre when the actual width of the lane is only about, at best, 12 metres, 10 metres, how that can be done. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific. This is part of cardiac rehabilitation for me, but there's many different strategy levels, and I'll get into it at the moment. This is the strategy of getting the correct recording, correct dissemination, the internet structuring of ideas, which I'll get back to later on, and also the use of a podcast medium, which is audio, to actually paint a picture, and that's a bit of a challenge this time. Now, the backstory is, for me, this is something that I just could not do. I observed people doing it. I couldn't actually unclue it, and I'm teaching my son to drive. I couldn't teach him because I couldn't do it myself, and this is turn a people mover on a pinhead into a parking spot. His driver did it, and then he practiced it a few times, and then I saw the magic of it. And for me, it's the ability to actually translate that into an audio description. Now, bear in mind that I've got a slightly mathematical brain, and I'm not necessarily a beautiful wordsmith, like a poet, Edgar Allan Poe, or someone like that, who could do it and people would say, oh, I understand it exactly. I'm going to start off, I suppose, cracking this with a sledgehammer. So the overall view of it, the overall strategy, is not to start reversing from ahead of the car park in an arc backwards, because it simply can't be done, because the turning circle of your car is bigger than the side. So that's why I couldn't do it. The actual brief overview of the strategy is to go close to the car park, head your nose a little bit before it, and then go turn at an angle away from it to the other side, so your car is now at an angle ahead, and then use that angle that you're at as the curve that you're on to go back into it. Now, some people will know this immediately, so it's basically rather than a 1-point reverse, it's a 3-point frustrated turn. Now, the art of this is, having thought of that, how do you actually describe it? So I'm going to break it up. I think a chessboard is... This chessboard is 10 by 10. It's... A chessboard is 8 by 8. Now I'm going to actually make this as a 10 by 10 board where we're going through, and I'll start to describe a few... Break the board up. So on the horizontal axis, we have going across from 0 to 3 parallel parks, and you'll be able to understand this going up from 0 to 3, move up, that's all parallel parks. From 3 to 7, another 4 units, that's the road that you're travelling along, and then the next one is parallel parks again going upwards. So we're going up like that. So if you can imagine the central section of our 10 by 10, the central section X 3 to 7 is roadway, and 0 to 3 is parallel cars. I'm going to have to change this. The word parallel is nose to curb. So our curbs are 0 and 10. Scratch all I said before about parallel. I mean, parallel is not the term. It's into a parking bay. So no wonder you could be confused so far. Okay, the parking bay. So the parking base is 0 to 3 going in, and we'll make 3 parking bays, and we'll make them, I suppose, 3 across each of them, 3 by 3 there. on this appear square. So from 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, and then the next one, the fourth one, starts on going off our memory board beyond that. I'm doing it 10 by 10, so it's mentally easy to go. So that's the left-hand series, and they're all parked up there. We've got cars in it. Then we've got our road going 3 to 7, that width of road, and then from 7 to 10 is another series of parallel bays. So 0 to 3 going upwards on the Y, that's got a car in it. The next parallel bay there, parking bay, I shouldn't say parallel, is vacant, and we want to get into that. And the third bay up on our right-hand side, so that's from going from 7 to 10, X, and the Y will start at 6 to 9. That's got a car in it. So we want to get our car vertically going into that bay. So a bay, if your car's on the grid, your car is approaching, travelling up the y-axis, travelling up the page, and we want to have the car wind up into that bay on the horizontal or flat. So our car's travelling up, we want it flat. Now the process that I would have done, and it was a simpler one, by actually beginning my approach by travelling on the left-hand side of the road, travelling up. So I would travel up on the start, travelling up at 3, moving up, and that didn't work. That stuffed up. That was a one-step reverse, and that didn't work. So we get here to the clue of how it works, and we'll just see how this goes. You start at you get your car on the right hand of the lane. So our lane is on a width of 3 to 7. So you get your right wheel at 7, and you proceed moving forward. So your front of the car moves up to 2 units. Remember that your parking bay on your right goes from units 0 to 3, and we want to get it into 3 to 6. So at 2, at this stage, you start to steer your car hard left, that is towards the 0 coordinate of the x-axis, and you move it across there, and your car will arc up, and by the time your nose, the edge, left-hand edge of your nose touches or is at the 3 across, which is the left-hand side of your lane up, your car will be just a little bit in advance of the correction of your parking bay, which starts at a position 3 to 10 across, and vertically going up, it's 3 to 6. So by the time you complete this maneuver, your car will be pointing at 45 degrees in the negative X direction, but the positive Y direction, 45 degrees to the left, or if you count 0 degrees on the X axis, it will be 135 degrees from the x-axis and up. And I'm trying to explain it in a podcast on how to reverse. I'm sure people can do better than this, but this is just practice for him. And at this point, your car will be in advance. The rear of the car will be at 6 or 7, depending how you do it. And at this point, you can now reverse, but you're reversing on an arc back into the parking space, going backwards, but you're not turning as much because you haven't turned your rotation of your car. Basically, you have to rotate your car anti-clockwise 90 degrees. At the end of the maneuver, you've broken it up into two parts, and the first part, you've started at the rightmost side and finished that half turn at the leftmost side of the parking lane, and then you've manoeuvred, then you've reversed backwards, and you should you then only have to, by turning anti-clockwise 45 degrees and then another anti-clockwise 45 degrees in the second part of the turn, you've achieved your rotation of minus 90 degrees or anti-clockwise 90 degrees in two steps, using the full width of the road. So you've actually effectively you've made the road, which was only 4 units across, 8 units across, and it's and you can easily do it. Now, in terms of overall practice, the free parameter here really is pretty much where you start turning your car. And indeed, if you're absolute, if you can't turn 45 degrees per turn, you can't make the full 90 degrees. So in general, if your car can't turn 90 degrees in a single turn, but it's two turns, it can't do 90, but it can do more than 45, you can then fit in if you can figure out what that means. So if you can only turn 30 degrees, two turns per turn will only ever get you to 60. So you must be able to turn at least 45. So if you can turn between 45 and 90 degrees, this is the tactic for. If your little car can turn more than 90 degrees in that space of 4 units, go for it. You've got no problems to do it. So I don't know if it's worth you in podcast land even switching off or listening, or even drawing this on a piece of paper, but this is an audio version of how to reverse a car into a tight space, and it's part of my podcast strategy. I'll play this back and listen to the quality. I've changed a few settings, increased the volume of my voice, reduced the actual recording sensitivity, so my voice should stand out more against the background. And there's a few things that I'm maneuvering over here. Again, what's happening is that I'm generating my strategy is to improve my podcasting skills, and there are definite topics which I want to address, but if I put all my skill and effort basket into addressing those topics, I'll muck my way up to it. It's best to practice around the place. So this creates a problem of a broad variety of podcasts. I think I've done a few children's stories, a few history things, a few things about how to teach, and exam questions are all over the place. And so I've got another strategy coming in to actually load my podcasts into a design app system, which I've got. So I've got the standard podcasting on Blogger, and I'm getting the feed burner and putting it through to Twitter. And the Twitter thing, it's got lots of people, impressions, very few clicks forward. So I haven't struck on the way to actually promulgate that forward. But one of the things with these social media is that they're a generic design things, so the way that they actually handle multiple topics is that's really one topic per tweet or social media presence. So if you do a podcast, you're expected to do a podcast on really one theme. So I do have another strategy which I'll bring up, which is a adaptable app which I have. You could possibly publish a web page similar to a book with links on it. I'll just going to see if I can try and do this. So you can see I'm gradually getting through strategic problems, sort of eating, nibbling. There's a multidimensional space, and I'm slowly eating my way through it. So I hope if you can do this maneuver, you can actually say, yes, that's a good way of describing. If you can't do the maneuver, and this is confusing, you might then go and see a video, or you might do it, or you might ask a friend, or ultimately this may actually unlock reversing to car park spaces. And this is one of the things that I have observed. I've observed people still not being able to do it. And it's one of these things, a sort of secret knowledge which is off to the side. It's sort of not essential for road safety, and people are competing, and so it's competing in terms of actually I suppose degrading knowledge there. This is Peter Hill Explains. Thanks for listening.